What if we are far greater than we give ourselves credit for? This is the Possibility Explorer podcast. My name is Dr. Dean here, and I would like to welcome you to an ADHD adventure of life hacks. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Possibility Explorer, an ADHD adventure in life hacks. This is Dr. Dean here, co-creator of Access Consciousness. What a great pleasure it is to be with you. Welcome to 2022. You know, this should be easy to say, but I seem to have a challenging time with it. Can't wait to write some checks and put the wrong date on. Who writes checks anymore? Anyway, welcome to 2022. With today's episode, I'd like to do a couple of things. One is maybe give you some different awarenesses that might make your life easier at this point, because as the world moves forward, things change. I know, weird, huh? Although, if you look at the world, a lot of times it doesn't look like it's changing as much as we might like. And there are certain things that occur along the way where just having a couple little tidbits might be able to help you out a little bit. So that's what I will be doing my best to do today. And also invite you. I'm adding all my words together. I'm just going to say one big word, and that'll be everything. Also invite you to actually relax. Now, we had the last episode, The Speed of Relaxation, and it was very interesting because I made a tour of consciousness. The tour of consciousness is something I've been doing for over the last decade now, which is tools, techniques, information, you know, videos that I put on YouTube to just give people an awareness of current tools, something they might use to make life easier. Because as I said, the world keeps changing. And I'm fortunate to be in a position of working with a lot of people to see what's going on, to see what I can help them change. And so anyway, I did this and talked about being able to move fast, but with relaxation. And what I was really talking about was getting out of the sludge that seems to occur at the end of the year and being able to speed up as a way of describing going beyond the sludge. But from my point of view, all of that should occur from a space of relaxation, or can occur, shall I say, from a space of relaxation. And unfortunately, a lot of us like our frantic, and we think that the opposite of frantic is slow. And what I found is we're truly being us when we're moving quickly, but it has a sense of space to it. And it also, even though this makes no sense to most people, also can have a sense and a space of relaxation with it. That's what I'm looking to invite you to. So consider yourself invited. And if I didn't make that clear on the last episode, hopefully it's clearer. Hopefully it's clearer now. Also, one of the wonderful things that is coming up on January 15th is Access Consciousness Global Bars Day. Oh, baby, I am so excited. I've seen the lineup. I'm in the lineup. And a lot of other amazing people are in the lineup. But it's a day where people around the world run bars. And if you don't remember, bars was literally the thing that saved my life 21 years ago. I could almost say 22 at this point. Oh, that's going to be exciting. And International Being You Day is on the 22nd of May. But that's a ways off. We'll talk about that later. But Global Bars Day is something that I've noticed. And just see, feel free to come and participate in Global Bars Day if you'd like to. I think the website is accessglobalbarsday.com or globalbarsday.com. I should have probably figured that out. We'll put it in the show notes. And that way you can just click on the link. And people will be running bars around the world for this entire day. And one of the things that I've noticed in the past is as Global Bars Day goes on, there's this sense of peace that seems like it pervades the world. And it is wonderful having thousands of people running bars and getting their bars run around the world seems to create a change that is palpable. So as part of that, and part of the reason I'm bringing this up right now is not only because it is on the 15th, but also because there are people who are offering free bar sessions that day all around the world. And if you go to the website, you can put in your country and your city, your place, wherever you will be. Put in the place you will be. Yeah, put in that place. And you can see if anybody's around that area that will run your bars for you. And in Houston, I'm really excited because we've actually put out an invitation to 5,000 police officers. And one of the things about this is, I mean, if you don't know a police officer, I know several, but if you don't, just imagine for a moment how stressful that job could be. And so many of them got into it because they wanted to contribute to people. They wanted to make the world a better place. And so they're out there doing their damnedest. And, you know, in the stressful times that the world is experiencing right now, it just gets more stressful for more people. And I could think of no greater gift than them being able to come and get their bars run. And so this part of what I wanted to discuss with you today is something that I'm not sure I know how to describe. And I talked about it a little bit in the last episode, and that is what seems to occur as you use these access consciousness tools and getting your bars run, for example, functioning from question, using the superheroes of consciousness, POC and POD, and many, many, many others. We also have body processes and some other verbal processes that address specific things, specific energies that stick us, that when you use it, it undoes that. Maybe we'll do some of that. Maybe or maybe not today. We'll see where we go. But what the result seems to be is a different space of living. And I had a friend that I recently met that just started doing a lot of access, listening to my You Got This audios and interacting and starting to actually use these tools in the situations in her life. And she sent me a message that I was so grateful for because I've talked about this for years and I always feel like it never goes in. And what she said was, I'm starting to have space again in all of these situations that were difficult, where I felt like I was losing me. I'm starting to have space. And that's what I noticed when I had that very first bar session. And I try to explain to people, I literally went into the session depressed and suicidal. An hour and 15 minutes later, after giggling for the last hour, I came out of it with a sense of gratitude for being alive and an awareness that I would never go to that place again. And that was the day, personally, that I fully started living. And it's been a journey, okay? Living continuously changes, continuously gets greater. There are ups and there are downs, but knowing that no matter if something is a downer, that if you use these tools, it will always get greater. Even when it seems, and especially, may I say, if you're somebody who's on this journey of consciousness, and apparently today's going to be an ADHD rant, okay, what a surprise. But if you're somebody who's on this journey of consciousness, please, please recognize this. Please remember this. Please hear these words echoing in your head. Remember this conversation. If you ever get to a place where you will be convinced that nothing you've done, nothing you're doing is working, nothing you've ever done is working, you haven't gotten any more conscious, why have I even started this? Why did I even give myself a sense of hope? Like that kind of thing. Take two more steps. Because what happens is, it truly is darkest before the dawn. And when you're in a place or a lack of space like that, what occurs is, it's always when your old reality has broken apart and the new reality has not yet shown up. Always. Okay, now I'm going to say always from the perspective of somebody who does access consciousness, okay? Somebody who uses these tools on a regular basis. That I can safely say, that it's always when your old reality is broken apart and your new reality hasn't yet shown up, and you're trying to live life from old tools and old perspectives, and yet they're not working. You know, it's like, I used to eat this for breakfast and it made me happy, but it's not anymore, and you keep eating it, kind of thing. So, Okay. So I just wanted to say that. Take two more steps. If that doesn't totally change it, take two more. And if need be, take two more. I'm a firm believer in never give up, never quit, and never give in. And this has served me very, very well over the course of this journey of becoming more conscious. And there's another thing, by the way. Some people, you know, say, oh, I am conscious. And I'm like, wow, I'm still always getting more conscious. So I would never want to come to the conclusion that I am conscious as though I had arrived at my destination. It's more like the ultimate journey. It gets greater and more awesome all the time. So a lot of you, I'm telling you things that you do know. For some of you, maybe you're getting a tidbit or two, or maybe a lot of tidbits here of things that sort of put things in perspective for you. So two more steps. And then the other thing I want to suggest to you, and I'm going to actually start it right after this episode. I'm going to start it again because I had this before, and then I've told people to do this for many years, and I haven't actually done it myself. I've got it in my head. But what I suggest is write down a list of resources, a list of things that when you do them, make you lighter. They make you happier. That is your list of things that return you to you. Okay, because truly being you is when you have a sense of lightness. Truly being you is when you have a sense of ease. Truly being you is when you have a sense of happiness. And where things are, I say again, just that lightness. And that really, for me, speaks to that space that I was speaking of that I tried to explain to people for years of after that first bar session and with what I get to do with Access continuously. Oops, ooh, I did turn on my microphone. Oh, good. That would have been a bummer. Nobody needs to hear know that I even went there, but hey, why not? We all think we screw up sometimes. It's nice to know when we actually don't. Anyway, that sense of space. See, the space, and I don't even know how to describe that other than if, you know, a couple examples might be if you wake up in the morning and you got a sense of being so fully alive and you can't wait to get out of bed and start enjoying the day, creating, being with people, whatever it is. Maybe you're really excited about something you're going to do. That sense of space. Or some of us get it when we go out in nature, or if we have a great conversation with friends, or a great night out partying with friends, or something like that. The sense of space that you can have, that's what these tools give you. Because when you're truly being you, you have a sense of space. And so that's what this entire journey gives you more and more and more of. And so when you write down that list of resources, what I would suggest is everything, anything you do that makes you feel lighter. Like at the top of that list for me is bars, okay? And every time I get my bars run, there are very few times where I've gotten my bars run and gone, well, maybe I didn't create a huge amount of space. Most of the time I get my bars run, I'm like, oh, so much more space. And I can see everything more clearly. I, you know, looking at the world we live in, I see where, like, people, I'm not quite sure how people could have an easy time in their life without this amazing tool. And some people seem to, and I'm really grateful. Most people seem not to. And my sense is if they would get their bars run, even just once, that would be a great start, but even regularly would be even greater, that they would start to know that there's a different space available for them to live. I would like the world to know this is possible, hence Global Bars Day. And back to our conversation about a list of resources, anything that makes you lighter, music you like, a particular playlist, write that down, something when you read it, something when you listen to it. Hopefully this podcast is on there. And if not, pocket pod. But what I've noticed is that when you have this written down, that changes things. Because when you have this written down, now you'll be in a cranky mood or whatever, and you'll be, you know, going to respond to messages on your phone. You'll see that note on your phone, list of resources or happy stuff or whatever you want to call it. I can't think of a creative name right now. I'm at the end of the holidays myself here, and there is no Dane brain to be had. But you'll see that, and you'll flip through it, and instantly you go, oh, I'm going to listen to that. Or, oh, that just started playing on my phone the other day, and I turned it off. And you'll remember why you have it. And then hopefully you'll go listen to it. You'll go do it. You'll go experience it. And you'll start to get lighter. And here's the interesting part. Have you ever noticed how many times you feel heavy and somebody will say, hey, what about this? What if you could change this? Blah, blah, blah. And you're like, no, I don't want to. It's almost like in some way we're reveling in the heaviness. We're reveling in the contraction. What a bizarre thing to do to ourselves. But anyway, so this list of resources of things that get you back to lightness, and just keep adding to it. You know, there's no limit to how long a note on your phone can be, as far as I know. Just keep adding to it and just scroll through the list when you're having a day where it's time to get more lightness, and recognize those times where you don't want to change it. I noticed that. I've noticed this many times over the years where I was truly holding this heaviness in place, even though the resources were around me to change it. I didn't want to make that choice yet. Well, what if that's not wrong? So one of the things that bars tends to create is the willingness. It seems to give you more lightness. For most people, at least. Okay, I can't make any promises because we're all unique and individual, but this is an amazing resource. It's funny because people with something like bars, you know, they're like, well, tell me if it will work. And you're like, okay, well, but I can't really tell you if it will work because it's an individual matter. And they're like, yeah, but I want to know if it's going to work before I do it. And I'm like, well, actually, if we look at that for a moment, people who give you drugs to try to change things don't know if they're going to work. Most drugs have far less than a 50% success rate. Bars has a much higher success rate in the studies that we've done. In fact, here's the one study that we did. We found that bars decreases anxiety, stress, and depression an average of 87% with one session. What? Yeah, an average of 87% with one session. So, just saying. That's where I talk about the sense of space. So, I just wanted you to have all this info, all these backstories, all these different things in the hopes that it will contribute to you in knowing there's a different possibility. One of the most interesting parts of my job facilitating people to possibilities is letting people know their possibilities and trying to cajole them into actually choosing them. Because I think a lot of people function from this interesting idea that I would rather not know their possibilities than to believe there are possibilities and find out that they're not, which, okay, I get it. I do. I understand. I know how it is. And truly, what else is possible? So that's one thing I wanted to talk to you about. That's one thing on my ADHD rant for today. Another is, here we are. We're at the beginning of a new year. How do we create this one greater than the last one? I mean, come on. We all know about New Year's resolutions, which tend to be, and there are a lot of people who talk about goal setting. I am a firm believer in not setting goals. Let me tell you why, and let me tell you a few experiences, a few things that might change your mind too. That doesn't mean you don't have things that you shoot for, but I call those targets. Why? Because the original meaning of goal was jail. Did you know that? Yeah, that was the original meaning of the word goal. It was jail. And so what happens is, if you set a goal and you achieve it, but you don't acknowledge it, you will destroy everything that you created so that you can go back and achieve the goal because you didn't acknowledge that you already achieved it. Let me just let that sink in for a moment, okay? One of the things I've done is work with a lot of people on changing their money stuff. And I cannot tell you the number of times where I would work with somebody who seemed like their creations were just not taking off and they were struggling with money. And I would say, let me ask you a question. Is there some goal that you had for a certain amount of money? Was there some goal that you had that you achieved and you didn't acknowledge? And they're like, I'm trying to achieve my goal right now. I'm like, I know. But was there some previous goal? I worked with one lady who had a goal when she was a kid to have $10. This is when she was a little kid. But and this also speaks to how very much our point of view creates our reality, right? And she had a goal when she was a little kid to have $10. And, well, she achieved that, of course, not long after she set the goal. But she never acknowledged that she achieved her goal. This woman was struggling financially her entire life because every time she would go to go beyond $10, and I know that is a ridiculous amount. Let's face it. Let's acknowledge that, please. Okay. And this is not typical. That amount is not typical, at least the underlying story, however, is. And but every time she would start to create money, she would kill it. And she felt like she, you know, kind of how some people should not have plants or pets because they kill them. Hopefully those people don't have children, but that's a story for another time. Well, she had this with money, and she just thought it was her enemy. We cleared this. I said, okay, so let's do this. So all of you, I know it's not $10. I've worked with many, many people who had the goal of, for example, $50,000. Some people had the goal of $1 million, and once they accumulated $1 million over the course of their life, then things went south. Okay, so whatever it is for you, so let me ask you this question, and then I'll run through with you what I did with her. And this is one of the things I love about Access is because we function from the question. Well, four questions, actually, and these are four questions that you can use that are great to get you more awareness of things. What is this? Be with it for a moment. What do I do with it? Be with it for a moment. Can I change it? Be with it for a moment. And if so, how do I change it? What is it? What do I do with it? Can I change it? And if so, how do I change it? If you'll ask those questions, you'll start to get new awarenesses. So here we were working with people who had money issues, and it was like, what is it? Oh, and there was an energy there. What do I do with it? Okay, let's follow the energy. Can we change it? Yes, if we follow the energy. How do we change it? By following the energy. And what we would do is ask the person questions and then see what they said. It was people that we worked with that gave us the awareness of this and everything else that we get in Access. So when you come to Access, you're a gift because there is something that you know that when you give it up can set everybody else free. So anyway, back to our conversation. So the question that I want to ask you, which is the same question I asked her, is, was there a point in time at which you set a goal regarding money or maybe creation for you? They tend to be linked in a lot of people's worlds. We need to debunk that at some other time. Was there a time where you set a goal and for money and you actually achieved it? Look at that for a moment. And a lot of you will get either an amount or you'll get a sense of when you did it or you'll just get a sense that you did it. The beauty of this is if you can just tap into the energy of that, we can start to change it. So what I'd like you to do is get the sense of whatever, ask yourself, what was that amount that was my goal that I achieved that I did not acknowledge? Because remember, if you achieve a goal and you don't acknowledge it, you will destroy everything that you've created so you can go back and start on that goal again. It's a trap of magnitude. So, and I will tell you what to do instead of goals, if you're interested, because a lot of you right now are just probably getting a little frustrated with the old possibility explorer right now because you're like, I spent my whole life setting goals. I get it. So did I. My question is, did it work? And what I'd like to do with our last few minutes is to give you a different perspective and a different way of doing things that might work really miraculously, hopefully. I'm not going to make that promise, but hopefully it will work really well. Let's put it that way. Or at least give you some space to know that you're not wrong and recognize that it's not that you can't create. It's not that you can't change things. It's not that you can't do these things different and have a different life. It's that some of the tools may not have lent themselves to the most ease with doing that. So here's the question again. Was there a point in time where you set a goal regarding money for an amount of money and you actually accomplished it and didn't acknowledge it? Cool. So everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? everything you did to set the goal, and then everything you did to not acknowledge that you set the goal and achieve the goal. Will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Whoa. Goodness. Okay, so regarding that then, a lot of you are probably like, I still haven't gotten to my goal. I do get that. Let me tell you why. Because if you set a goal when you were 6 years old or seven, like this lady did, and it was for a small amount, the reason you can't get to the goal that's a bigger amount is because every time you accomplish the goal that's a smarter amount, you go to kill it. It's just the nature. It's the energetic nature of goals in general. Okay, so because the thing that we're left with then is the idea that we can't achieve our goals that we have set for ourselves. We set those goals cognitively. The other ones, we don't even remember setting, so it's not cognitive for us anymore. That's why we ask the question, pock and pot it, so we can undo where we lock that energetic structure in place, so we can hopefully get some more space and some more sense of choice. Okay, so another thing then. What do you do instead of goals? Now, if we can undo this, then we've got some space where we don't have to have the same conclusion and the same way of functioning that we've had before. So now what do we do? Now what can we do? Well, what I suggest, and I got this from my friend Gary, the founder of Access. So grateful for that man. Oh, he's given me so many wonderfully different perspectives on life that actually work and tools that actually work. Oh, by the way, regarding money, and I've said this before, but one of the things that he gave me as an awareness, and it was the first time in my life I ever really wanted to have money, because I'd seen people struggle for it and fight for it and beat each other up for it and all this sort of stuff, and I'm like, I want nothing to do with it. Until Gary said to me, the purpose of money is to change people's realities for the greater. And I went, oh, okay, I want to have it now. And you may remember my story of my young nephew, who, by the way, is thriving now. He just turned 21, and he's one of the coolest kids you will ever meet in your life. He is so awesome. Shout out to you, Stevie, if you're listening, or even if you're not. Okay, so that was my money conversation. Okay, just wanted to give you a different perspective. Okay, so what do you do instead? Set a target. Here's the thing about a target. Is you can shoot and shoot and shoot at a target and get closer and closer and closer to the bullseye as you go, as you hone your skills, your capacities, your abilities, your awarenesses. But the thing is, even if you hit it directly in the center of the bullseye, you can shoot again and split the same arrow. In fact, I used to do that when I retook up archery several years ago. And I was surprised that there were times where I'd literally break the friggin' arrow. That is not an easy thing to do. Any archer will tell you, not an easy thing to do. And it was very interesting when it happened. I was like, wow, this really is true. So instead, what targets would you like to shoot for? I'm going to run you through an energetic exercise right now. And aren't you glad you're listening to something that's an ADHD adventure of life hacks? You may notice I don't have a script. Oh, by the way, if you're getting value out of this, if this is contributing to you, and one of the ways you'll know that is you'll listen and you'll just get lighter by as you're listening to the episode. By the end of the episode, you'll be like, wow, I feel better than I did when I started. Yeah, that's part of the way this wonderful consciousness stuff works. And part of what I was hoping to contribute to people by creating this podcast. If it's helping, please like it. Please subscribe. If you're watching on YouTube, please give it a like, please give it a subscribe and ring the bell and, turn on notifications wherever you're listening to this podcast. I would be so grateful. And one of the things that does is it helps other people find it. And if you would recommend it to somebody else, I would be so grateful and thank you in advance for doing so. Or maybe I should motivate you differently. Don't do it. No, I won't do that. We'll talk about that form of motivation at another time. So let me give you a different way of creating your future. We'll probably go into this much more in a further episode, but I wanted to give you this different perspective because when I got this perspective, it helped me so much. So here's what I'd like you to do. One of the things that limits us as the humanoids that we are, the weirdo seekers, you know, the square pegs in the round holes, is that we don't have an easy time doing things the way that other people say is the way you're supposed to do them. So we try them and then we feel like we're wrong because we don't get it. But what I found is in actuality, there's different ways of doing things that actually work better for you. And that's what I'm interested in bringing into your world. So how do we do this? What I'd like you to do is I'm going to talk about getting the sense of different things, okay? Like getting the sense of the way it would be to have friendships and ease with friendships and ease with having people, the people in your life that you have. Get a sense of the way that would be and the peace that that would bring, okay? And when I say get a sense, it's like the energetic sense. The could be for you the feeling or the space or the smile it puts on your face or the way it opens up your heart or the way it makes you feel more present in your body and more willing to be here. Those are all of your senses, and there may be many more, okay? Just trying to give you some examples. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to run through a few things here that will be hopefully things that you can tap into easy enough. And if not, you may want to do this exercise later in a couple days. You may want to do it in a few days anyway, or maybe next week or something. Because this particular way of going about creating your life, and this is really what this is about, and that, if I could wish anything for you, in addition to joy and ease and peace and a sense of possibilities in 2022, it's actually the knowing that you can create your life as you would like it to be. And by the way, if you're watching, you may realize I'm an honorary Italian. I talk with my hands. And things seem to flow better when I do, so sorry if that's too annoying for you. So get that sense of the way it would be to have ease with the friendships in your life, the other relationships. It might be an intimate, quote-unquote, or an enjoyable other. It might be a sexual relationship, a friendship, work relationships. Get the sense of having people in your life that truly adore you, truly care for you, and truly have your back. And just see how that is. See how that would be in your world. Now, for some of these things I'm going to say, you're going to say back to me, I don't have that in my life right now. I know. I get that. This is part of creating it. You know, I've talked many times about we are an energetic being. We are energetic beings, I guess I should say. So you're an energetic being. And what that means is if you can tap into the energy of having and being something, you then, that becomes the path to creating it. I'm going to say that again. If you can tap into even remotely the energy, which I'm referring to as the sense, the energy, the space, the way it is, the way it would show up for you, the way it would feel to have it, the way your life would be, the way your body would feel, etc., without doing too much definition of it, hopefully. But if you can tap into the sense and the energy of the way it would be to have that, you will then, by asking for it, you will then give yourself the path to create it. It's a way of allowing you and the universe to get together for the creation of your life. Dude, doesn't that sound awesome? You and the universe together in the creation of your life. For me, that sounds friggin' awesome. So let us continue, if we may. So you got this sense of the relationships and the friendships. Now get a sense of having total ease with whatever you do is your quote-unquote job, whatever that unique thing is that you do. You know, you could work in a company, you could have your own business, you could work in a company and you're looking at starting your own business. Get the sense of whatever you do occurring with ease and having a sense of joy with what you do. Now, if you're like me, you also want to do something that contributes to people's lives and that you have a sense is actually making the world a greater place. A lot of us desire that. Get the sense of the way it would be to actually have that and be that. Cool. Okay, now get the sense of the way it would be for you to love going to work or going and doing that thing that you do that probably takes up maybe perhaps a majority of your time. Or maybe you could get the sense of being able to do it without it taking up a majority of your time. Just get the way you would sense it, the way it would feel. And now get a sense of having total ease with money. That money comes in and you don't stress comes in and goes out, and you don't stress when it goes out because you know it will always come back in. Get a sense of having ease with money. There's one thing I found that works to ask for with money. People think, oh, I need this amount, and if I have that amount, things will be easy. But I know people with millions and millions of dollars who have less ease than somebody I know who has 1,000. Okay, so it's not about the amount of money you have. It's about the amount of ease that you have with money. So get a sense of having total ease with money, and also get the sense of the way it would be to have whatever you're making right now double and perhaps triple or maybe quadruple. You getting what I'm talking about? And notice as that goes to that space of those doubling, quadrupling, tripling, quadrupling, quadrupling, etc. Notice if that doesn't create a lightness and a bit of enthusiasm in your world too. And what I'd like you to specifically not do as we're going through this is try to figure out the how. Part of what this is about is actually allowing the resources the universe has that you don't even know about to help contribute to you in making this a reality. So what I'd like you to do then is get the sense of having ease with money and having your money continue to grow and having your ease with having it continue to grow and not having the need to spend it all so that you can be like somebody else in your reality or somebody else in your world that you learned about money from. And now I'd like you to have a sense of ease with your body. Whew, where you actually like it and it likes you. Where just by request, you can start changing things with it. That sounds pretty cool. And where your body is this source of joy for you and you have gratitude for it and the judgment starts to cease. Okay, so those are all the elements I'm going to cover right now, but get a sense of having all of that. Now, for some of you, you're getting really excited right now, as you should. For some of you, you're going into a deep, dark hole because you're like, I don't know how I'm going to do that. Remember I said, please don't go to the how? The beauty of this way of creation is it uses your innate, brilliant capacities, your innate energetic awareness, your innate first language, which is energy, as a way of creation. Okay. So, also, everywhere you decided you can't do this, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Everything that makes you compare this to something else, and it doesn't match, so it doesn't work, will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Times a gazillion, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pot, pock, shorts, boys and beyonds. And as always, you can go to theclearingstatement.com to have me explain that little gem, or you can go to the Superheroes of Consciousness episode where I use that little gem called the Clearing Statement, which is also something I use every day in my life. But at theclearingstatement.com, there's an explanation of it, and you can have it explained if that helps you. So what I'd like you to do now is I'd like you to get the sense, even if you don't believe it's possible, like you to get the sense of having all of those things we talked about show up with total ease and be living as that, okay? I'd like you to put that energy in front of you just because it makes it easier to do the next part. What I'd like to do is have you put all of that, get the sense of having all of that. Put that energy in front of you. Now, what I'd like you to do is pull energy into that from all over the universe. It's a big universe, okay? This is where you connect your request to the universe. You've heard of ask and you shall receive. This is a wonderful way of actualizing your request and a wonderful way of starting on the road of having what it is you would truly desire that goes beyond your ability to define. Definition by definition alone is limitation. What we're using is direct energetic engagement to take you off in a different direction and let your rocket ship soar. Not even having to know how or why. I know a lot of people are like, that's too easy. I know, but the whole mantra of access is all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. That doesn't mean you don't have to do the work. You got to put, you got to put the time in. Actually, you got to choose, shall I say. But it's the easiest, most rewarding work I have ever personally done in this area of personal development. Consciousness, baby, is where it's at. Okay, so get the sense of having all of these things show up and put that in, like, put it in front of you and pull energy into it from the entire universe. More, 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 more. Pull energy into it until your heart opens up. And there may be some specific things that show up for you, like a specific person where you'd like to have a different energy, different interaction with them. And this is what I mean when I say we're energetic beings. It's like, it's the energetic interaction we have with people and things that we value. We think it's the thing, or we think it's the person, or we think it's the definition, but it's actually not. It's the energetic engagement we have with that thing and how we engage with it energetically. So a few things showed up for me where they were like, oh, okay, I would like this, and I would like this, and I would like this. And they were in three different areas, friendship, creation, money, and also the world. Okay, four different areas. Ooh, also, get the sense of what you'd like as the world. If you could have anything as our world, because you're part of creating it, my friend. I know that can sound grandiose, but it's actually not. It's actually the way things work. The reality we currently have is a sum total of everybody else's point of view about what they've decided is real and true and what can and cannot be, and the sum total of what everybody's choices are and what that has created for everybody else. Just like your life right now is a sum total of the choices that you have made and what that has created as your life. Well, here's the deal. Want to create a different life? Make different choices, but it's a lot easier to make different choices if you get a sense of the choices you'd actually like to have. And this is a brilliant way of getting the sense of the future you would actually like to have. So we're going to include the world in this too. So keep pulling energy into it from all over the universe until your heart opens up, which some of you may have already gotten to long ago. Sorry, but I wanted to add that world thing. Now, let little trickles go out to everyone and everything who's going to help make this a reality for you that you don't even know yet. And then now acknowledge that you're asking for this. Say, hey, universe, I'm asking. Hey, consciousness, I'm asking. Consciousness, universe, please help. Please allow this to show up with the most ease, the most joy, and the most exuberant expression possible. Allow it to show up miraculously. And right now, just go, I'm asking for this. Can I have miracles, please? Now, for a lot of you, I'm going to sound like Pollyanna when I say that. But you know what? She was one happy little bitch. And no matter what went on around her, she still had it. So, welcome to a different way of creating. Now, why am I telling you this? You may or may not know this about me at this point, but for me, I don't want to give you any tool unless I have done it, okay? Unless I know that it actually works or has a very high percentage of working. The tools that we have in Access Consciousness work at least 85% of the time, okay? Or shall we say for 85% of the people, let's put it that way. And so this particular thing, I did it when I first came to Access. I was struggling with money. I was struggling with my relationship. I was struggling with having no sense of capacity or ability with my healing practice. I was struggling with everything, okay? Bars changed that dynamically. And there were elements of change that I could see on the horizon, but I didn't know how to get there. I was in a class with Gary, and he ran people through an exercise similar to this one. And I sat with him. I sat in the class, I should say, and did it. A week later, I got a call to come and do classes and facilitate sessions. It was the beginning of transforming my entire life. So I would do this exercise once every couple of weeks whenever it sort of popped into my head and sort of reorient where I was to get the sense of how I would like my life to be at that point. Because you, after you go a week into your life, here's the other beautiful thing. If you, a week in the life of somebody who uses Access tools, it's kind of like a year in most people's lives as far as the amount of change that goes on. The way in which you see the world differently, the way in which you see more possibilities is friggin' awesome. So you're going to do this. Hopefully you've done it. Well, you've already done it. You've already walked through it with me, whether you think you did it or not. And that's one of the other ways these things work is you'll do something, but when you don't do it cognitively, a lot of times you'll think I didn't do it. However, this is beyond cognitive. This directly engages with the energetic monster, the energetic, beautiful creature that you are. So you've done it, whether you even know you did it or not. And people go, well, how do I know if I did it then? Well, let's see what starts to show up in your life differently. But you also can't sit there and be like, okay, I'm going to wait for it to show up. Let me tell you what to do instead. Get the sense of that energy that we talked about that has all these different aspects to it. I don't know about you, but I'm sitting here with a sense of like, wow, yes, I'm asking for this, okay? So you acknowledge you're asking and you say, hey, universe, consciousness, help. And I'm asking for miracles and everything that doesn't allow me to perceive miracles, to receive them, to be miraculous and have that as my life, destroy and uncreate it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And Now, anything that feels like that energy that you got with all these things together, anything that feels like that, go and do it. Before I came to Access, my friend Gary got this awareness of doing this. And so he got the sense of the way he would like his life and the world to be, did exactly the same exercise, basically. And it had a particular energy to it that he could identify. It wasn't solid, but it had a flavor, if you will. And so he had a guy ask him to come to New York and do this thing, and while he was while the guy was receiving a massage, basically guide the massage. And Gary went, okay. But it felt like that energy. So the guy gave him a ticket. Gary went, and it was actually the beginning of Bars. Whoa. Now, had Gary not gone, I don't know if Bars would be here. I do know it would have definitely taken them longer to get here. So, and that was over 30 years ago. Doing this allows you to know, because one of the other things that we have all desired is to know what to choose to get to where we would like to go. Doing this, even though it can seem esoteric at the start, and I totally get that. Please don't discount it because of that. It may be esoteric, but it's tapping into the miraculous you that is esoteric and in connection with everything energetic. That's how our connection is with everyone and everything. It taps into that. And so anything that feels like that energy, please go and do it. And then what I'd love you to do is set a reminder on your phone for maybe a year from now that says, check in on that energy bubble thing from the Possibility Explorer and see what is different. Whew. Okay, my beautiful friends, what a fun episode to present to you. I know it's a little longer than usual, but kind of felt it was worth it to go into all these different aspects and hopefully place that possibility in your world. Once again, if this has been a contribution to you, please share it with somebody that you like or believe might get contribution and receive contribution from it. Get it, get that contribution. And what else is possible in 2022? And if you don't know, I've got a number of different audios that I call You Got This. We'll put the links to those or to the website where you can find that in the show notes also. And it's been a gift to be able to create these resources that truly change things for people. I can think of no greater gift than to give people the resources they need to create the change they desire. It's a gift for me partially because those resources weren't available when I started Access. And so to be able to provide them for people is such an amazing gift. What if you, truly being you, with an awareness of the energetics of the life and living you truly desire, and a willingness to receive miraculously as a way of creating it, are the gift, the change, and the possibility this world requires? You are, my beautiful friends. I thank you for being, and please join us for Global Bars Day, January 15th, 2022. See you soon. Bye-bye. This is Dr. Dane signing off from the back of a fire-breathing dragon, soaring into the unknown. Remember, you have to leap in order to know you have wings.